Right. So during the month of January, all of the parents who were automatically enrolled in the neighborhood value plan by the state need to apply through HealthSource RI, which is the online application process, so that their eligibility for right care coverage can be determined. And if they're not eligible for right care, they will be able to purchase coverage through HealthSource RI with state and federal assistance to help them pay their premium.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about 4,500 parents,
right,
more or less, mm-hmm, who are low income,
right,
whose children have been on Medicaid and who themselves have been on Medicaid, basically what we call right care here,
right,
in Rhode Island. Some of them may no longer qualify for that because of some changes the state legislature made, correct?
Right. So the General Assembly last year decided at the end days of the session that they would roll back parent eligibility from the income limit of 175% of poverty to 138% of poverty. So for a family of three, for example, that means that eligibility was rolled back from $34,000 a year for the parent to $27,000 a year for the parent. Now, the children remained eligible because the income limit for right care for kids has always been higher than it was for parents.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, when the legislature had just made that decision, you were very concerned that people are going to fall through the cracks and no longer have insurance. And that is still a concern, right? So
yes, it definitely is still a concern. The question is whether the parents will be able to afford coverage through HealthSource RI if they're not still eligible for right care. And I guess I can't emphasize enough that it's really important for parents to go through the application process, because particularly parents near the lower end of the cutoff limit may still be eligible because there's new ways that income is counted in determining eligibility as a result of the Affordable Care Act. So particularly parents that have child support income or whose kids may be getting Social Security benefits, they may still be eligible for right care coverage. So it's important to go through the process. For the parents that are not eligible for right care anymore, they will be able to buy a plan through HealthSource RI, and there will be assistance from both the federal government through tax credits and from the state to help them pay for coverage.
So what have we learned about that assistance that's available? I mean, up until now, we've known that, you know, there's been a little bit of money set aside, but we didn't know how far it was going to go or how much it would help parents,
right,
pay for co-pays and out-of-pocket costs and things like that.
Well, unfortunately, from the state side, there isn't any help paying for out-of-pocket costs. From the federal government, there is help paying for out-of-pocket costs. But the state assistance is only to help pay for the monthly premium. And for a family of three, the monthly amount that they would receive from the state is between $43 and $49 a month. So I can give you an example of
that'd be great.
Of a family. So let's say we have a family of three, a parent and two kids, and their income is at $34,000 a year.
Already tough to make it on that,
right?
Let alone afford insurance.
Exactly. And that's the parent at the sort of the top level who lost right care coverage. So first of all, the kids are going to continue to be eligible for right care, and the parent will no longer have to pay anything to enroll their kids in right care. That's the good news. Yeah. For that parent at $34,000 a year, to buy a plan through HealthSource RI would be about $280 a month. The federal government, with a tax credit, would provide $136 a month, mm-hmm, towards that cost, and the state would contribute $43. So the parent's cost would be about $100 a month to enroll in comprehensive commercial health insurance coverage. That parent before was paying $61 a month to enroll in right care for himself and the two kids.
Mm-hmm.
But since the right care premiums are gone, the kids are free, and the parent would pay $100 a month to enroll through HealthSource RI. So they have to, mm-hmm, come up with that $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
The other
40 the, more than they were paying they, originally.
Exactly.
So.
And the other big change for these parents is that under right care, there's no out-of-pocket costs. So nothing, no cost to go to the doctor, no cost for prescriptions, because the state always deemed that these parents didn't have the resources to access that care, even after they paid their monthly premium. In this example, this parent would wind up paying about $10 for an office visit, and $3 for prescriptions if it's a generic prescription, and then have a deductible of $500 a month. So that's going to be another big change for the parents.
Mm-hmm. And that's still a pretty big deductible, although we're seeing pretty high deductibles, or what many people think are high deductibles,
right,
across the board for a lot of the plans that are now on HealthSourceRx.
Right. And this is a deductible that actually is where the parent is qualifying for some assistance. That's why the premium, the prescription costs and the doctor's visits are lower, mm-hmm, because the federal government at that income level is also kicking in some help to pay for those costs as well. So what we have to wait and see is, and it'll be a good example with the 4,500 parents who have been taken off of RightCare, whether they do enroll and can come up with the money to pay the monthly premium. And then, as importantly, to make sure that the parents are actually using care. Will the costs, you know, under the Affordable Care Act, the good news is that, the yearly preventive care visits are at no cost, but for other types of visits, a sick visit or to pay for prescriptions, we want to be able to monitor whether parents are actually using the care.
Right. How are we going to monitor that?
I know that HealthSourceRI is very concerned about looking at across the board how people are using, who's enrolling, who's not enrolling, and over time being able to look at how people access care and whether we're seeing improvements in health outcomes for Rhode Islanders, because that's the whole purpose of providing health insurance to people, is to improve health outcomes. So HealthSourceRI is developing some metrics to be able to monitor those things. For the parents and the rollback in particular, there should be some both data collected looking at the parents who were enrolled in RightCare before January 1st, and then what happens to them beginning in February. Do we see them, just by doing some data matches, do we see them coming on to coverage? How many people didn't enroll? And we're also hoping that as the in-person helpers, whether that's through the contact center or the navigators that people can go to for help with the enrollment process, would be asking some questions to see if the parent gets to the point where they are asked to enroll in coverage and they say, well, I really can't afford that, even with the assistance. So to get some sense of what the impact has been. Because mm-hmm, the General Assembly assumed that all of these parents who were rolling off of RightCare would be enrolling through HealthSourceRI, and now we have to see whether or not that's true.
Right. Because it may, $100 a month for a premium may sound to one person like something really affordable. But to someone else, $100 is...
Right.
The difference between groceries, gas in the car, rent being paid.
Exactly. And the other thing is that half of the parents who were affected by this rollback, mm-hmm, were never asked to pay anything. So in the example I used, that was a family that was paying $61 a month and is now bumped up to $100. But for half of those 4,500 people, mm-hmm, they were never expected to pay anything. We didn't have any premium payment for the lower income families. So we're very concerned about those poorer parents, who may be struggling working at a minimum wage job, working at a fast food restaurant,
right,
where they're not offered health insurance coverage. And they will have to pay something now, $60 a month, where they had to pay nothing before.
Mm-hmm.